I don't know how to pronounce this, substances, PFAS, are notorious for their long-term ability to linger in both the human body and the environment. The state is filing a lawsuit against these manufacturers, and these three manufacturers and 15 other defendants for wrongful and deceptive acts that directly led to the PFAS contamination of Wisconsin's water and property and natural resources, Ever said. You know, you and I know that life's not fair, and you find that out early on. I remember when I was a young person, it was, you know, life's not fair and then you die. And that was what was always said. So people knew all along that things haven't been right and just and proper. And so we're not willing to push back and fight back. But come on. You know, these corporations, and the worst part about it is these things continue going on even today. Not just from what happened in the past. These things are still taking place today. And maybe we will come to a point in time where people are going to wake up and be willing to fight back. But anyway, I want to talk about face masks. Connor, you were wearing masks during the time of the COVID?
Yeah, for the most part.
So what did we know about masks? We would take it. We would use it repeatedly. Very few of us really knew that the germs that would be caught on the mask wouldn't go anywhere. The mask would catch some things. And what would we do with the mask? We'd put it up when we came home and then not wash it for the most part, but keep wearing it, especially cloth mask, mm-hmm. right? Over and over and over and over. Because nobody ever really told us what we were supposed to do with the mask. I mean, did you know that the more you wore the mask, the more likelihood it is that you're going to be inundated with a lot of other maladies outside of COVID?
Yeah, I mean, it's just about like researching a lot of this stuff, and the CDC, who was the authority at the time about what, you know, how we go about dealing with COVID and wearing face masks. Just about like knowing, looking it up pretty much. I mean, that's what I did, but at the same time, they were pretty inconsistent. I mean, there were like some report, like at one time, I think Fauci advised people to not wear masks and then to start wearing masks, some months down the line, because they did multiple different tests and new variables came out. So I think it's just the inconsistency and then the force on top of that, like in certain. Because most people, I mean, generally do like a lot of the things in which the government advocated for people to do, like washing your hands and like taking care of themselves. Because it wasn't, you know, on the level of an epidemic. It wasn't like people were dying all over like how they were making it all seem. It was very bad. Like obviously, people did die of COVID. I'm not saying that didn't happen, but it was. COVID is a novel coronavirus, meaning that it's like the flu, and the fact that it's something that we're not going to be able to completely get rid of, something that we manage throughout life, right? But it's something that doesn't, you know, require this massive amount of force. I feel like the government should trust its people and have more. I mean, like in places like Japan, for example, where COVID rates are a lot lower.
Well, that the government there doesn't trust its people. The government in China, in Japan, and other places are more draconian in the way they address it. Researchers have suggested that people with compromised immune systems should avoid reusing face masks. So, you know, I don't remember people saying during all of that you should avoid reusing face masks. The finding was made as part of a Japanese study into face mask hygiene. In the study, the researchers surveyed 109 people on their face mask usage and collected bacteria and fungi samples from both the inner and outer sides of their mask.
Yeah.
They also asked the survey participants about the mask type and how long they tended to wear their mask. The study noted three main types of masks that were commonly available in Japan: non-woven, polyurethane, and gauze or cloth mask. Which of those masks, man, do you think are the safest?
I wouldn't know. I mean, from what I was taught, you just need to have a cloth that isn't, that doesn't, that's thick enough to where, you know, small particles can't get through it. This is why, like, certain masks, like those typical doctor surgical masks, aren't very good because they're very thin. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know. So I guess I mean, it is right that the government didn't do a really good job of informing people about what exactly to do, and different states and different municipalities had their own like policy, which only turned the COVID conflict, which is a health situation, into a political one, which it shouldn't have been, because people were dying from it. But that's the nature of politics.
So here's the point, man. The gauze mask are washable and can be reused and effectively prevent infections in study states. Disposable non-woven masks are not washable and are designed for single use. Look, man, I had my booster shot on yesterday, and I tell you, man, I feel I don't understand why I didn't do it earlier. Mm-hmm. I really don't, man. You know, you have things in your head, and they prevent you from sometimes making decisions that are a little more simplistic than they should be. I feel like, having gotten that vaccine on yesterday, why did I wait so long? You know, I'm exposed to 200 children a day. You know, where I am when I leave this radio station, not to mention all sorts of other people, we're inside. We know that there's an epidemic raging right now. So why would I continue to run those risk factors? Especially knowing that there's an epidemic raging right now with this B5 variant. It's the one thing that we do know about COVID is that once it hits and the impact of it starts, man, it's as contagious as any of these illnesses that you'll find anywhere. So anyway, I got that done, and I'm happy I did. But just for your information, if you're wearing the mask over and over and over, the mask actually catches, you know, viruses and things on it from outside. You bring them in your house. I know I'm guilty. I've been guilty, man. But now that we know better and the information is there, and I want to spread the information to those who are listening, you know, you really need to keep those cloth masks washed and ready to go. At least you wind up buying more and more and more. And you know, that, how can I already forget so soon? The N95, I guess that's what it's called, the KN95 mask, which is not made of cloth, but is one of the best ones. You know, you can't wear that over and over and over and over and over. So, you know, we got to get to a point now where we spend this time thinking about it, they expected that wearing masks for a longer period of time, even after the shortage of mask supply has been resolved, some people have used disposable non-woven masks repeatedly or other types of face masks, the authors wrote. They expected that wearing masks for a longer period of time would cause higher counts of bacterial colonies. However, they found that a longer duration of mask usage did not correlate with bacterial colony counts. They suggested that this was due to the fact that the masks dry out when people take them off for long periods. Perhaps go to bed and dry conditions are not conducive to bacterial growth. However, the authorities found that a longer duration of face mask usage did correlate with increases in fungi colony counts, perhaps due to the fact that fungi are more resistant to drying. Man, I really don't know, you know, why we continue to struggle in this society, man. In this society, 65% of the American people have been vaccinated. That leaves another 35% who have not been vaccinated at all. It also means that only 35% have had boosters. I'm a prime example. I was one of those people prior to yesterday. I had the two original vaccination shots, but I balked at any additional, shots. And then finally it dawned on me that it just was not making any real sense. If I believed enough in the vaccinations to have gotten them in the first place, then why would I balk at getting any additional ones? I know the rationale that I had at the time was that, they're going to do this to make money. And how many more vaccinations am I going to have over the years? Does it mean every time you turn around, I'm going to be getting inoculated? And that was the way I was thinking about it all of that time. But I'm glad I came to my senses on yesterday and went and got my vaccinations. I feel a whole lot better. And maybe some of you in this audience were thinking the exact same way that I was and didn't follow through. But I talked with a friend on yesterday who has a friend that is on a ventilator. And I didn't know, you know, that there were still people who are being impacted and affected in that manner, that they're on ventilators even today. But I choose not to put myself and my family and others around me in a situation where I am a person who has not done the right thing and won't look out for others. Because after all, when I got the vaccination on yesterday, it wasn't to protect me so much as it was to know I'm in this studio. I work around a lot of different people, even outside of my family. And you have to take everything and everybody into consideration. As we know, the cold weather is going to be coming in a very short period of time. And we're going to be back to a point where we're going to be inside. And the dangers, inherent dangers that never went away, are going to be upon us again. We've got to go to a break in a few minutes. And when we come back, I got some stuff I really want to get into. And our phone numbers, as always, at 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.